Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens. We design, craft and install beautiful kitchens. cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Summer holiday season, it really is front of mind, isn't it, with many of us, and the prep has started from the planning to the packing. But one thing we all need to factor in is the unpredictable weather. So here to tell us how to entertain the whole family when there's no sun and the rain is in for the day is Ruth Roberts, who's co-owner of Cogs Toys and Games. Lovely to see you again, Ruth.
Hi Claire, thanks for having me on.
With your selection of goodies.
Yes.
Now listen, the thing is, we'll plan all of these things and they mightn't go for the things that we plan, but we're doing our best here, right? And we're going to start with the simplest and the one that maybe we all remember, just a deck of cards.
Yes, the humble deck of cards is the ultimate travel game in my eyes. It's so versatile, it's so cheap, and there are so many games you can play with a deck of cards. You can throw it into your handbag or your man bag and just have it ready to go if there's a long wait in a restaurant or an airport. And there's so many simple games that you can play with that. And the games that you can play with a deck of cards are actually so educational as well.
Mm-hmm. Remind us of the simple ones, because I think a lot of us think of, you know, the more complicated games like 21. They're maybe difficult for children. But there's, I mean, from Snap.
Yeah, from Snap or Memory. So they're great ones for kind of three and up. My lads absolutely love Go Fish. So they're 6 and 7. So that's a great one that they love playing. You have All Made, Beggar My Neighbour. And it's a great one actually for grandparents to get involved with too. So a really intergenerational one where you can bond together and play cards. So grandparents, teach your grandkids how to play some card games, because
exactly,
it's actually a lost skill now.
It is, yeah, it is. You need somebody to teach you the rules so that you can try and avoid the rows. We were playing Uno yesterday, and Dobble. They're favourites as well, aren't
they? Absolutely, like the ultimate travel games. I love just small, simple games that are really quick to pick up, and you can play with a small number or a really, really big number. And what's great about the games you just mentioned as well is that they're really inclusive. So if you have kind of different abilities or ages, everyone can get involved and have some fun.
Because Dobble is just about, or Uno rather, to start with that one, it's just about matching the colour or the number.
Exactly. Yeah. It's a really handy one. And Dobble as well, as you mentioned, is another one that's, there's no reading or number or anything involved. Mm-hmm. That's just an observation game where you're literally just matching symbols between two cards and trying to be the fastest person to spot the matches.
And it sounds simple, but your brain tends to freeze. My brain tends to freeze with Dobble.
Yeah, it's a great leveller. Your 4-year-old will usually be better than you than you are.
Now, that's Dobble and Uno. And you've mentioned chess as well, which might sound a little bit complicated for some, but you're saying you can get going with this at a young age too.
Yeah, definitely. And there's no excuse nowadays not to learn chess, because there's so many tutorials and ways to learn online on YouTube or chess.com. And you can pick up a little chess, like a little travel magnetic chess case, costs $3.95.
So it's just a tiny one.
A tiny little one, but the pieces are magnetic, so they're kind of good for travel. They don't go spilling all over the place if you're on a rocky train or anything like that.
Well, that takes us nicely into strategy games then. So a little bit more complex than the ones we've just been talking about.
So there's a really nice one called OK Play. So this is a really fun one. It's a little bit like Connect 4, but you can play up to 4 players, and it's really, really simple. You're just trying to get 5 of your tiles in a row. You can play it anywhere. Mm-hmm. You don't need a big table or anything like
that. Are they those coloured blocks that you have
there? Yeah, these are these little coloured tiles.
OK Play.
So nice tactile one as well.
Okay, so that one is something that you think you can bring with you as well?
It comes with a little clip that just goes on the outside of your bag.
Okay, because I'm looking at it going, are all those bits going to go everywhere in the car? But no, they clip together.
No, it's lovely storage in that one. And actually Cluster is another great one. So that's a lovely magnetic game, really simple. Everyone gets a stack of magnets. You have a little ring, a little rope ring that you're placing the magnets inside the ring, trying to get rid of your magnets, but the magnets are pesky and they'll clump together. So sometimes when you place a magnet in the ring, you'll have to end up taking back a load of magnets. The aim being the first person to get rid of their magnets is the winner.
That's a great idea, because they stick together so you can't lose them
exactly
as easily. Yeah. And Quirkle, what's Quirkle?
So Quirkle is another lovely strategy one that you're getting points based on creating patterns with your lovely little wooden tiles.
Now, we also have to remember that if you're going on a plane journey or a ferry journey or a car journey, sometimes the best thing to have is just a colouring book and pencils.
A colouring book or a sticker book is great. And there's kind of, I've seen on Instagram a lot recently, you see American influencers coming up with busy bags for flights and things like that. But I'm seeing a lot of sand and slime.
No.
Yeah, on the busy bags for the flight. So please think of the flight attendants tidying up. If it's a pain for you cleaning it out of your carpet, it's also going to be a pain for them. Mm-hmm. So yeah, just keep it simple, I think.
Yeah, keep it simple. And charades as well, making a bit of a comeback.
Oh, I love charades. So charades is for life, not just for Christmas. In my book, we were recently away from my dad's 80th and all the cousins were there and they had so much fun playing charades from a 4-year-old up to a 15-year-old.
And how did you come up then? Sometimes that's the biggest challenge, isn't it? Coming up with what you have to guess.
Yeah. And actually, the younger kids can struggle with that. So we just went onto ChatGPT and came up with a little list of films that they could have ready to go when it was their turn.
Great idea. Great idea. And what's that you have there? The classic card games for kids. So we were talking about the grandparents passing them on, but that's obviously an instruction kit.
Yeah,
this is
just a little ready to go set. So if you just want something really quick and easy that is super just fun and ready, that's a good one.
Mm-hmm. So when you see those busy bags online, do you think maybe that's over prepping? Can you do that as well, Ruth? Just take it too far?
Oh, definitely. Keep it simple. It's, you know, you're not running the kids club. It's not your job to keep the kids entertained for every hour of the holiday. A bit of boredom is no harm. That's when, you know, kids develop their imagination and their creativity. So it's just have a couple of bags or a couple of games in your handbag that are ready to go, but let them, you know, come up with their own stuff as well. It's so important.
Because you can overwhelm them as well, can't you, with too many things.
Yeah, and it's your holiday too. You have to remember that, you know, we all need a bit of downtime on the holiday. So yeah, just keep it simple. Even a few little sticks of chalk, you know, they can go outside and draw on the path.
Yes.
Just so simple.
In the rain and
yes.
Let the rain wash it away. You have a soft book as well, which I'm thinking about your baby now, your little 10-month-old.
Yeah, so yeah, we were recently on a flight and these two were lifesavers. So we had the little busy book. There's different flaps and zips and things, little sensory bits that she could play with. And then also these spinners. So it's just a little spinner that has a suction cup at the bottom that can stick onto the window of the aeroplane and it spins around. So nice little attention grabber sensory one.
And you have a quiz book, which is a great idea.
Yeah, I brought that because my 6 and 7-year-olds have gotten really into quizzes at the moment. And the Credit Union School's quiz book is one I'd highly recommend. They love doing little quizzes in that. And it's one that they'll, you know, happily spend kind of half an hour on. And I love to see them doing it.
And
are
the questions for different age groups in there? Because sometimes people can get disheartened, can't they, when they don't know the answers?
Yeah. No, there's a nice mix in those questions. I find the ones at the beginning of the quizzes are usually a little bit easier than the ones at the end. So they have a really nice mix of questions for different levels and abilities.
So tell me now, in general, what's popular at the moment? What are people really going for? You mentioned slime there and oh my gosh, I'm just waiting for the day when it's not popular in my house anymore, but it's still sort of top of the list.
Yeah. It's just all that sensory stuff. And I was just reading recently, actually, the Kidult stuff is really, really popular.
What's that now?
So like Pokemon cards and trading cards and things like that. We have a lot of adults actually buying toys now. You'd see them buying kind of expensive Lego sets and things like that. So that's a real emerging trend in kind of the toy industry.
Right, it's a long way from the fancy paper that we used to collect.
From Pogs.
Any sign of it coming back, the fancy paper?
Not that I have seen. No. They're all mad for jelly cats and all the expensive stuff, it
seems.
Yeah,
the jelly cats are big, but they do like the scented rubbers and the scented pens.
Yeah, and stickers are really popular as well.
Stickers,
yeah.
Does it matter what kind or is it just...
It totally just depends on kind of the interest of your kids. Dinosaur stickers, puppy stickers, you know, little kind of cutesy Japanese kind of cartoony stickers. They're all really, really popular.
Right, pack them in the bag for the holidays
and
don't let them see them until the flight is delayed.
Yeah, a bit of novelty
the best
always
idea.
Works.
Ruth, thanks so much. Ruth Roberts there is co-owner of Cog Toys and Games.